11:14 p.m. Do not panic, children, because that is only local time. If you check your clocks, you'll notice that it's 19:30 UTC. Hello, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm the guy responsible for figuring out what it is that we're going to do today. What will we do today? I know what we can do today. We can go out and look for marmots because it is super warm out here. It is sunny. It's about 70 degrees or possibly even more. I'm wearing my baby blue t-shirt and my dark blue pants. And I'm walking along the banks of the Papio Creek. I'm not sure which one. We have multiple Papio Creeks here. This is one of the big ones, though. And it's even though I've lived here pretty much my entire life, I still don't know which creek is which creek. Now, I'm standing in a slightly muddy spot, and I have found some tracks. I have found dog tracks. And as a matter of fact, in this particular location I'm at the Kelly Complex, there are some people here walking their dogs. And there are dog tracks in the mud here, but there are also dude tracks. And I have spotted definite raccoon tracks. And then something else. And this something else looks like marmot tracks. So I gotta wonder, are there any marmots out here today? It's a little bit windy. I hope the wind noise isn't too bad. It'll probably get worse. So now I'm looking around for marmot dens, because if I have found marmot tracks, it means there must be a marmot den around here someplace. And I have been out here before. I just don't remember exactly where those marmot dens are located. Like, shouldn't there be one over there? Look at all these trees that are down. Look at all these big logs. This is some prime mati areas. So we got to find some marmot dens. And I'm walking along a path. I can see down into the creek. Some people might call it a river. I have seen rivers that are bigger than the creeks. What we call a creek here is often a river to somebody else. And I've lost my tracks. Where's my tracks? Oh, if the wind gets too bad, we're gonna have to stop recording, though, just because I don't want to listen to wind noise. I can't imagine that anybody else wants to listen to wind noise either. And some more people have shown up. I can see back into the parking lot, another dog walker. So with all these dogs around, I don't know if we're going to find any matis. I'm finding some other small tracks, must be squirrely squirrel tracks. And where's my dudes? Always looking for the dudes. That's what we do here when the weather gets warm on the Dubious Goals Committee. If this is your first time listening, this is a fairly common occurrence. The thing that's uncommon about today's show is, you know, well, we're unlikely to actually find any dudes. Because it is actually, you know, February. It's February 24th, a lovely Friday. And this weather we're having is very unseasonal. It's extremely warm, late spring type weather today, when it should be cold February weather. Now I'm going to look down here. Is there any matis down here? You'd think there would be some matis around here, because this is a prime mati spot. Where's my dudes? But we got to go out looking. You never know when you're going to see that first marmot of the year. For me, it usually doesn't happen until late March or early April, normally. But like I said, the weather is weird. It's very warm we could be running into marmots. That's why we're out here looking. I still got my sunglasses on. I'm gonna take them off, put on my regular glasses that are so old. I really need to find some dollars so I can get some new glasses so I can see. Oh, not that seeing is very important to me. I'd rather be able to hear well than see well. And that explains why I can't see anything ever. But what I can see when I'm looking for them are marmots. But I don't see any right now. Once you know how to look for marmots, you start seeing them everywhere. Because they just like to hang out and do marmot-y stuff. There's no marmots down here. Alright, let's keep going. I have seen marmots at the house across the street from me. I have seen marmots on golf courses. I have seen marmots in the creeks. I have seen marmots just about everywhere. And that's just one reason why I like them. Because they're my own personal dudes that I get to see. That's the weird thing. Marmots are everywhere. And if I'm seeing them all over the place, why aren't other people seeing them? People never come up to me and say, hey, I saw a marmot the other day. He was just hanging out, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I never hear people say, oh, I was driving down the street and as I was going by the park, there was this weird animal. I have no idea what it was. It looked like a giant brown prairie dog or something. And then I would say, yes, that is a mati. That is Marmota monax. That's our favorite mot buddy. Nobody ever says this to me. Which, you know, leads me then to believe that nobody else is spotting mots. That's what you should be doing. You, my loyal listeners, should also be looking for marmots. Especially if you live in an area that has, you know, unusual marmots. Meaning a species of marmot that I do not see. All the marmots that I spot around here are all the same species. The species of monax. Yeah, these are moty footprints. I'm back in a muddy area. Where's my mot? I'm looking for my mot. He's around here somewhere. Now, being as this show is being heard via the internet, streaming worldwide, that means there could be listeners who have different kinds of marmots where they live. For example, if you live in the Seattle / Vancouver, BC area, you've got different marmots up there. You've got some very special marmots. You've got the Olympic marmot, which is found around Mount Olympia, and you have, what's that other one called? The Vancouver marmot. It's like Marmota vancouverensis, found on Vancouver Island. Those are two very specific indigenous marmots who are only found in those areas. Unlike, you know, Marmota monax, my marmots, that are found all over North America. So, if you live in some exotic place, by which I mean not where I live, you should be out looking for special marmots. And you should be reporting back to me with your findings so I can report on them here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Which, you know, is mostly Dubious Marmot Committee. The dubious goal for every day is to find marmots or mushrooms. All right, I gotta look down here in this little ravine. Is there a mati or a mati den down here? No. Ugh, But I'm still looking. And so should you. Find your local marmots. Marmots are good. Marmots are your buddy. I may have spotted some different species marmots a couple years ago. I had to go to Utah. First time I've ever been there. I went to Utah with my mom and my dad, and we went out for one of my aunt's 90th birthday. And boy, my aunt and uncle, they live really close, like just down the hill from a ski resort. And even though this was in the summer, we drove up to the ski resort, and oh my God, there was this big rock wall, and I saw marmots in there, and there was a boatloads of them. It was more marmots than I've ever seen in one place. Marmota monax, the mantis around here, are pretty solitary. They just live by themselves in dens. And you don't see more than one unless you know they have babies. Then you see a mommy and you see a bunch of babies. But no. When I was in Utah, I saw multiple families. And it was spring and it was awesome. And I saw lots of babies and lots of adults, and oh, it was just the greatest thing ever. And when we were driving back into Colorado, we stopped at some rest area, and there was all kinds of other little rodents, some type of gophers running around, ground squirrel type dudes. And they are not marmots, but I did take a lot of pictures of them anyway, because they were nice little dudes. Doing doodly doodly dude stuff. And so that's why you need to look for marmots. Marmots are your pal. I'm approaching another little ravine that leads into the creek. I'm actually going to walk down in here. This place is awesome. Oh, I got burrs and stuff on my socks. Okay. I want to come down in here because I saw some little paths, some little marmot trails, or other wildlife. What's down here? Oh, wow. This is kind of cool. It's all brown, but I'm really close to the creek. It's nice and wide. The water is moving fast. And I'm well below the high water mark. There's lots of grass in the trees. And there's another little wash across from me, little stream coming in. Well, there's no mati den down here. Where's my matis? Nobody knows. Boy, but this is awesome. I can tell you one thing, here in about another month, when it's blowgun season, I'm going to set up a Fukia Jitsu course down here. This is a perfect, perfect location. I love it. And it's funny, I should bring that up. I just used up the last of a bag of sugar yesterday. And it was Crystal Sugar brand sugar. And I like their logo. Their logo is a circle, and it makes for a good target. So I cut out all the logos on the bag, and I saved them. And then what I'll do is I'll come out here with those logos, and I'll glue them onto tree stumps and logs and other things. And I will come out here to do my ninja training. I'm continuing my walk upstream just to see what is up here. It looks like there's another ravine or wash or something right up here. And I went to look and I can see tree stumps. Somebody has been cutting down trees over here. Probably the Parks Department. I think technically speaking, I think this area is a park. Oh on, what do we got over here? Not much of anything. Just sort of a boring drainage ravine. It's not fun. It's not interesting. There's no motts and there's no motty dens. Although, about 40 yards away, I think I might be seeing a motty den over there. Why did they cut down all these trees? And they're cut off right at ground level, too. Oh, wait, what's this? I have found a motty den. I wonder if these were mulberry trees or something. Yep. Okay, here's an old exit or entrance to the den, and up here, look at this. Look at this, kids. We got ourselves a freshly dug out motty den with motty poops on the outside of it. Oh, wow. Where's the other hole? There's a couple old holes. Okay. Yeah. I wonder if there's a motty in there right now. Oh, here's the other hole right here. This is a big den. Lots of holes. Old holes. And what's over here? See, this is the area I spotted first. Yeah. That's another motty den about 2 or 10 meters away. Well, call it 15 meters. Yeah, okay. Now we knows where the motties are, but they're not out. They're all hiding. Why am I motties hiding from me? I'm the motty friend. Okay, well, what to do, what to do? Probably should turn back. And as I trudge through this prairie-like area, I gotta walk under another high-voltage pylon, the concrete of which is covered in terrible graffiti. Nothing creative, nothing artistic, basically a waste of spray paint. Ugh, why can't kids be artists these days? As I get back onto the trail here, I can see lots of tracks. We got two or three different kinds of dog tracks, and look right here. This is a Motty track. Motty went lope, 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 lope. And over here is a very obvious raccoon track. Very cool, very cool. More Motty tracks. And the occasional squirrel track. Kind of surprised I'm not seeing any turkey tracks. This area should be loaded full of turkeys, too. Everybody likes turkeys. I know I do. I haven't seen any in a while. Where's my turkey buddies? Where's my lurkers? Oh, I shouldn't be too anxious because we're going to have lots of turkey spottings very soon. Turkey season is coming up. Not turkey hunting season, turkey spotting season. We're going to see lots and lots of turkeys doing their turkey stuff. Just not finding any turkeys today. Where's my lurkers? I'm finding lots of good places to be looking for mushrooms too. Some of this area is prime morel area, among other things. I have found Harrisium out here before. I don't come out here that often. This is only like the third or maybe the fourth time I've been out in this particular area. So I'm looking forward to mushroom season, wherein I'll be able to find lots of good specimens. Speaking of mushrooms and other food-like items, I am getting hungry. What time is it? It's after 2 p.m. local time. It's probably around 2:30 in the afternoon local time. Does this mean I should go home and eat some lunch? It probably does. Oh, I just saw a big shadow cross the path, and as I look up, there he is. There is a very large red-tailed hawk circling me. He's not even 40 feet in the air. He's like 15 meters up in the air, circling around in the sun. He's looking at me, wondering if I am food. Oh boy, he looks cool. Maybe he'll spot some of these little dogs that are running around. Wait a minute. I see something at the base of this tree stump I need to go check out. Is that what I think it is? Yes. Yes, it is. It is a dried Heraceum mushroom that has fallen off of this. Wow, I should keep this. This is a mushroom. Oh my god, I'm taking this with me. Oh wow, and here's one that's still on the log. We're not taking that one. These are very delicious, delicious mushrooms when they're fresh. This one's dried out. It's been frozen. It's huge. It's bigger than a softball. I'm holding it in my hand. I'm going to have to take some pictures of it when I get home so I can show you what this mushroom looks like. And it still smells very mushroomy. Wow. Ooh, look. And there's another one. Smaller one down there. Wow. This is... What kind of mushroom is this? This is... I think bear tooth comb. Pretty sure this is bear tooth comb. Wow. And it's big. It looks like a big piece of coral. Or something like that. It's just, this is cool. And it's... Normally, these are white or very faint, pale yellow. But this one, having been frozen and dried out over the winter, this bad boy is yellow. And what's this over here? Oh, that's just bark. I thought it was more mushroom stuff. All right, I'm walking out of the forest. I'm heading back to my car. Okay, and into the car we go. Let's head home and make some lunch. I'll be home in 3 seconds. Yes, I am fun. I'm the funnest person I know. Isn't that pathetic? Here we are, back in the studio. And what am I doing? I need to deal with some stuff. And I need to do some other stuff. And wow, this football game that I should have been watching ended up being very high scoring and very crazy and nutty. And boy, I can't wait to see the replay of this. Anyway, I still haven't eaten. I have actually started my rice, but that'll take another, oh, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes to cook. And then I will get out the frozen beef puck and the onions and the peppers and all of the herbs and spices, and I will go crazy eating my yummy food because I like yummy food. The other weird thing is I am having a minor allergic reaction to the heat. I did walk around in the direct sun for a little bit too long, and I've got welts. I've got cholinergic urticaria showing up in various parts of my body. So I got to drink cool things and get my body cooled down because, oh, I am itchy. It's no good. So what are we going to do for the rest of this show? I don't know. I'm going to sit here and scratch my feet because they're so itchy. I would interview my cat. We could talk to Pippa, but no. She's upstairs, sleeping on one of my bass amps, the one that's under the window. She was probably watching birds and stuff, and then got so much sun on her that, oh, the sun is making me so sleepy. And so now I got a cat sitting on a bass amp. One thing that I do have to do is the other day when I was in the store, I bought a new grape soda. It is a grape-flavored soda that's been around for a number of decades. In fact, the label says since 1921. And this is significant to me only because as a child, I had to listen to my parents' music, of course. You know, your parents play music, you're listening to it. And there was a song about new grape soda. And so, you know, all my life I've heard of new grape soda. But I've only, like, actually seen it twice. And this is the first time I've actually ever purchased any. So I bought a bottle of new grape soda, put it in my refrigerator, and I also took a photograph of it. I took a picture of the bottle, and I need to send that picture to my family and, you know, make references to the song, etc. This is obviously some kind of new grape. It's in a new type of bottle. In the song, there is a line about three rings around the collar means it's genuine. And there are not three rings around the collar of this bottle. I have seen actual antique new grape soda bottles before, and they do have three rings around the collar. So, you know, in these days with all of the old sodas making a comeback because everybody's tired of only two choices. You want Coke or do you want Pepsi? I don't want either of those pieces of crap. So yeah, that's what else I'm going to do today. Got to send the photo of the new grape soda out to my parents and my brother. And they'll probably send it to other people who are aware and familiar with the song. I'm not impressed by this new grape. The label is boring, the bottle is boring, and the crown, also known as the bottle cap, is boring. So, yeah. Oh, I just heard something go thump. And it was not the thump of my cat jumping down from a bass amp. It was the thump of my rice cooker. It means my rice cooker has finished cooking. My rice is ready to be prepped. How do I prep the rice? Well, basically the same as making sushi rice. I gotta add some rice vinegar, and then I am going to cook my food and eat my delicious lunch. And as I look out my window right here, it's open, and I'm enjoying the fresh breeze that's blowing in because of the nice warm weather. I can see a rabbit sitting right out there nibbling on my grass. I wonder if I should wake my cat up and go put her in a strategic spot to be watching the rabbits, because she does love to watch the rabbits. She sits there and watches them and is very suspicious of them when they eat. And then they go darting off and she gets really excited and jumps up, and that kitty instinct to chase your prey kicks in. And she wants to go out there and hunt rabbits. But kitties don't go outside, not unless they're on their kitty leash. So, how much time do we have left? Oh, I've probably got about 30 seconds before I need to start wrapping it up. That reminds me of something else. Gotta open this up on my web browser here. I gotta study up on the Battle of Blenheim. That's right, the Battle of Blenheim, which was apparently won by a guy named John Churchill, who, you know, this was 300 years ago. This was back in 1704, who is an ancestor of Winston Churchill. You have probably heard of him before. And if your curiosity is piqued at this point, be sure to tune in tomorrow for more very interesting information about Blenheim and the first Duke of Marlborough. But that's it for me. Who am I? My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow for a very special show, but I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.